It's just in C.
Great. Folks, I wish y'all could hear this guitar. Tell us a little bit about the history of your guitar.
Well, they didn't make many Nick Lucas guitars. It was the first. Nick Lucas, of course, was a crooner type singer. He made some movies, and he was from New York City. His Nick Lucas is a stage name, that Nicholas Lucchese or something. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but he was the man that had the first big hit of Tiptoe Through the Tulips. And so he was quite the crooner singer, and he was an extremely fine guitarist. Extremely fine. He made one of the first, flat pick solos, really. Two tunes on 78 record in 1922. One of them was called Picking the Guitar, one side, and the other side was called Teasing the Frets. And Gibson wanted him to endorse a guitar, and so they contacted him, and he said if they would build one to his specifications, you know, that he would. And so they had only started building flat top guitars in 1926, and in 1928 they originated the Nick Lucas model. It was their most expensive flat top guitar of the day, and I don't know what it cost, $125 or something way back in those, some, or maybe not, 90 or 100, somewhere in there. And a very expensive guitar for the time, and has real deep sides. It's a small bodied Gibson, but the sides are as deep as a Dreadnought guitar of today. Wow. in the rim depth, and it's a 12 fret guitar, and they're very lightweight. It weighs, I had some friends that were into comparison one time at a guitar shop, and they had a very old Ramirez flamenco guitar, which is made out of cypress, supposed to be about the lightest thing you can get. And the Nick Lucas's and of this type and the flamenco guitar, the weight was about the same. Wow. It's extremely lightweight. So it's just a very funky old Gibson, about 1929 vintage, this one is. And I like it because it's, you know, Gibson had such a nice brown. It goes real well with brown clothes. I like that, yeah. But, looks well with brown.
It's got a beautiful sound to it.
There's a lot of wood in it.
A lot of wood. Old wood that's aged up nice.
I have another old guitar I like called a Century of Progress. I like that one. Has the mother of toilet seat fingerboard. I like that one, too, so...
On a more serious note, we're going to ask Norman to do a special number here.
Yeah, I would like to say something here. We're talking about, of course, the loss of our dear friend Charles Sawtell. And Charlie was a friend of mine. I always go by and see him every time I was in Colorado every year and spend time with him out at his house. And one of my dearest friends, and I certainly miss him, as do lots of other folks. And Charlie loved guitars and all that, you know, and the music, and it's what it's all about. So, Charlie, this one's for you. It's an old song that Roy Acuff...